From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our program. Summer is over. Did it ever begin, you ask? Well, it hasn't been good. However, school restarts, and we're reminded that time is swiftly passing by. It's good to dwell upon the everlasting comforts that faith in the Lord Jesus Christ brings to the trusting soul whenever we recognize that time is passing by. That's just what we do on this program. We will be returning to our study of Mark's Gospel this morning, chapter 9, and we're going to look at verses 41 and 42. The Free Presbyterian Jubilee Choir, made up of young people, will sing for us a lovely hymn, My Hope is in the Lord. And could I mention tonight, our program at 9 o'clock, I will be featuring a sermon preached in our church in mid-August by the Reverend John Greer, who is the Free Presbyterian minister in Ballymena. Each Monday evening on our program, we will play an extract from this powerful message by Mr. Greer. The subject is the raising of the son of the widow of Nain in Luke chapter 7. This is a message which sets forth the way of salvation very clearly, but also presents a challenge to God's people very suited to these dark times. We will be offering a free copy of the message on cassette tape to anyone who contacts us. Now let's turn to Mark, the chapter 9, and we're going to read from the verse 38 of that chapter. And John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followeth not us. And we forbade him, because he followeth not us. But Jesus said, Forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were cast into the sea. We will end our reading there. Let's have the Jubilee Choir now sing for us, My Hope is in the Lord. Turn with me now, please, to chapter 9 of Mark's Gospel and the verse 41. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. This verse 41 continues the Savior's reply to John's statement in verse 38. The Lord Jesus answered John immediately by telling him that what he did was wrong. In verse 41, it is clearly indicated to us that the simplest act of kindness done for the sake of the Savior will not go unrewarded. Far from rejecting someone and their labors simply because they follow not us, the Savior is showing that heaven will take note of that simple action and reward it. In considering the verse, let me give you a simple outline. First of all, here is a very basic kindness, giving a cup of water. Surely that must be the very minimum act of charity that we could ever engage in. Who is there who can claim that it is beyond their means to give a cup of water? Heaven values even such a simple act as this, because the Savior here clearly indicates that it will be noted in heaven and that it will be rewarded by heaven. Isn't that a strange thing? Others would dismiss and count as something of no value such a simple act as this, but not the Savior. He says that there is a reward awaiting those who act in this fashion. It reminds us of what we read in the chapter 12 of Mark's Gospel. You remember when the Savior came to the temple and he's standing close to the treasury where the worshippers are handing in their gifts and their offerings, and we are told that a poor widow threw in two mites, verse 42 of chapter 12 of Mark. What the widow was casting into the treasury was a very small amount of money indeed. But the Savior didn't see it in mere economic terms, for he said in chapter 12 of Mark and the verse 43, verily I say unto you that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. So, an act of kindness, though deemed in the eyes of men a very small thing, may well count in the eyes of God as a very important matter, and will be rewarded. So here's a very basic act of kindness, in which everyone who professes the name of the Lord Jesus can engage in, and so help forward God's cause. But secondly, notice in the Savior's words in chapter 9 and the verse 41, a very important motive. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ. This act, simple and all as it is done for the sake of Christ, because of a love for him. Much kindness is done with no such motive. Let me emphasize that. There are many activities in which people engage that are considered generous, but they will not be viewed as such in heaven. Let me underscore that. Irrespective of how they are written up in the records of men, they will not count with heaven. Why? Because they weren't done in the Savior's name. Reward is here mentioned in this verse, but rewards must not be the motive that encourages us to give and to help and to show kindness. We must not do it with a view to what it will bring to us. To act for the Lord Jesus, for the furthering of his kingdom, is reward enough. Love demands that we do something. It must express itself, and even if it can only express itself by the giving of a cup of water, there is satisfaction in just such an expression. Many give, and let this be clearly understood, many give and act charitably toward others. They buy the flag and they contribute to charities. Why? Because they believe that it will help them when they stand before God. That's not the motive that's set forth here in our verse. And indeed such a motive is quite contrary to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not going to get to heaven by giving cups of water. We are not going to gain entrance to God's eternal kingdom on the basis of what we have done. We are saved, according to Paul writing to the Ephesians, chapter 2 and the verse 8. We are saved by grace, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, what a horrible thing it is to think that some anticipate getting to heaven as a result of what they have contributed and what works they have done. Paul, when writing to Titus, said this, chapter 3, the verse 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. No, the Savior gives us the motive that should drive us to acts of charity and kindness. It is to do it for his sake, in his name. There's a wonderful promise here. The Savior says, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. That's a very strong statement, actually, in the Greek. A very strong negative is set forth. I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. There is a reward waiting in glory for each one who, out of a love for the Savior, has done that which they could to advance his cause, to strengthen his servants, to glorify his name. May the Lord encourage us today through these words to do what we can to advance the gospel. God bless you. Do remember our program tonight. We'll be introducing that sermon by the Reverend John Greer of Ballymena and offering it free. Listen in tonight then. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.